The future of reporting now.
This is Concordia News Radio.
Good morning. It's currently minus 5 degrees at the Loyola campus of Concordia University. I'm Ravina Sagantio. Here are today's headlines. The race heats up in Montreal's by-election. Potholes are destroying our cars, and will seniors work more years? Selma Ferjoui joins us now from the Burgundy Lion in Little Burgundy. Selma, this is a very important riding for the Liberals in Québec Solidaire.
Yes, it is. As Québec Solidaire and the Liberals are fighting for the riding in Saint-Henri-Saint-Anne, and currently it's ruled by the Liberals, and they expect to win once again.
So, Selma, who is the new Liberal candidate?
His name is, let me tell you, Christopher Baininger. Sorry, I didn't know how to pronounce his last name.
Are the Liberals confident they can win?
From what I understood, yes, they are. They're pretty confident in themselves and in the fact that the people who have the same values as them and who believe in the same things as they do will vote for them. So, yes, from what I understood, they seem pretty confident to win.
Thanks, Selma. That was Selma Ferjoui. Immigrant community organizations will be receiving emergency support from the government. New money is expected to provide help to these organizations to help fund basic needs for new arrivals. Ines Raffay is in studio with us to unpack the story. Ines, what is the current situation looking like for immigrant organizations?
Honestly, they're really overwhelmed. It's a bit everywhere right now. I spoke to an organization, actually, and their name, CAFI, C-A-F-I. They see up to 400 families per week. That's outstanding. They just don't have enough resources, not enough money. They don't have enough staff to manage all of this amount of people. This is what the organization had to say about their reality.
We also offer the service at the food bank. Most of the cases, the food bank that we have doesn't have all the basic stuff like milk or eggs or even meat. So that will be a really nice thing to have also.
Is this extra money going to be enough?
As much as the organizations actually need money, the government has been contradicting itself. We've seen actually in the past on the record critique of immigrants coming from our organizations or our government, and you know, we need to see some type of mending between the mentality that the government has towards immigrants and what they actually do to help them. I spoke to the Community Contact magazine editor Egbert Gay, and he shared his perspective on this gap.
It's two different narratives that they're trying to sell us. So yes, let them put some money, but no, yes, put money, but also change the culture, your own perception of immigrants, and treat them accordingly.
What is the immigrant situation looking like in Quebec?
2022 is actually a record year for our asylum seekers. We're now up to between 40 and 50,000 people. Added with all the new immigrants and new newcomers that we have, they're hitting language, education, and legal barriers back to back. And to say the least, all that is really overwhelming. The organizations that are helping with that are calling and calling for help, but it just keeps climbing and, you know, support doesn't really follow from what we've seen.
Thank you for the report. That was Ines Raffay. Police are still investigating a Kumon building getting attacked with a Molotov cocktail. It happened last night in a commercial center near St. Charles and Pierrefonds. Luckily, the Montreal firefighters explained there were minor damages to the building and no one was hurt. The scene is still being protected until investigations have been made. Drivers in Montreal have set a record of claims for compensation due to pothole damages to their car this year. There were roughly more than twice the claims for compensation in 2021 than the previous years. Jason Priant Jean-Baptiste followed this story for us.
So they're not really representative of I would say a normal year. However, this year we can actually see a big increase in how can I say that? Like requests. Could it be that the roads are mostly in worse shape? Also hard to tell.
A representative for the insurance company Allstate says that the increase of claims is a reflection of the conditions of roads in Montreal. It's for sure an issue in any area of the city. If you drive over a pothole, you could damage your vehicle. Ultimately, this increase in pothole reports comes from multiple factors, which hopefully will be resolved when spring comes around. Jason Jean-Baptiste, Concordia News.
An earthquake hit the southeast of Turkey and Syria, killing more than 1,000 people. The powerful earthquake struck early morning, fumbling hundreds of buildings and leading many residents to be trapped under the remains. Rescue workers are still searching for survivors as they evacuate residents from a hospital in Turkey. This Wednesday, the National Assembly will hold a conference to establish whether or not to push the retirement age to 65. France tried to push the retirement age to 64 at the end of January and was met with a massive protest across the country. Is this push necessary and how will seniors feel about it? Maria Cholakova is looking into the story.
The Association for Defense of Retired Citizens says if the decision is pushed, it won't be a popular one.
As far as the seniors are concerned, based on our latest survey that we've done with our members, most of them do not want when they've retired, they do not want to go back to work. What they're saying is that the basic revenue that they're getting is not sufficient.
According to the AQDR, seniors won't be happy if the government decides to go with the plan. According to them, there will be a massive outrage, as we saw in France. Moshe Lander, a financial expert, disagrees. He firmly believes that the government should push the retirement age to benefit the economy.
When you have a life expectancy in the 80s, you can't have people retiring in their early 60s and expect to be paid lavishly by the state.
He believes that the retirement age should even be pushed to 68 because the government is running out of money to pay for pensions.
Teachers throughout the province are resigning at high rates. In an article published by the Journal de Montréal, over 4,000 teachers have resigned over the last 3 years. Lucas Marsh spoke with Stéphane Itzi, president of the Laurier Teacher Union, to learn more behind the factors that are driving teachers away from the profession.
I think it's a series of factors, not just one. The increased workload, increases on the workload, the demands on their regular everyday occupation, the violence in schools. Much of it comes from the integration of students with special needs in the regular classroom setting and the lack of support in some cases in those classes.
Do you think the provincial and the federal government needs to do more to support students with special needs and students and programs aimed at supporting students with special needs?
Definitely. If we look at the regular classroom setting, there are some students where integration works, but there are other students where the integration just does not work. And the availability of classes to accommodate, to receive these students with high needs are limited.
What are some of the potential impacts of this rising teacher resignation rate on the province on the long term?
And universities are having more and more difficulties recruiting. Registration is down. So, I mean, there's a serious impact in terms of qualified personnel in our school and fulfilling the teaching positions. I mean, if there's not enough teachers, what's the next step? Increasing the number of students per class?
What is the Laurier Teachers Union doing to try and remedy this situation and support teachers that are working in the province, as well as teachers working with students with special needs?
Well, through our parity committees at the school board for students with special needs, we obviously go through the dossiers and we request more services in the class. We try and support our teachers in terms of recommendations on what they can do if they're experiencing certain difficulties. But obviously, we're not in charge of recruiting. We're not in charge of making changes with regards to budgets and what's allocated. The school board is responsible for that. We can make recommendations for our members, but the last say belongs to the school board. So
that was Lucas Marsh speaking with Stéphane Itier, president of the Laurier Teachers Union. The suicide rate report in Quebec published today showed that the pandemic has not affected the suicide rates. Although the rates are currently at their lowest level in 40 years, suicidal thoughts are increasing within younger women between the ages of 15 and 34. However, they're more likely to call for emergencies during their attempts and are more likely to be hospitalized. The Quebec Winter Carnival kicks off despite colder temperatures than Antarctica. Local harpist and composer Hélène Lizotte wins the Opus Award for her contribution to Quebec's musical community, and local conductor Yannick Nézet-Séguin shines at the 65th Grammys-winning two awards. Olivier Paimont has all our arts and entertainment.
Quebec City's 69th Winter Carnival started over the weekend. The freezing temperatures sometimes reached minus 45 degrees Celsius with the wind chill. The cold damaged some of the equipment, which forced the organizers to cancel a few events, such as Friday night's show. But as temperatures rose, more and more people showed up. Thousands of people attended yesterday, including a few hundred to cheer on the annual canoe race. For those interested in making the drive up to the province's capital, the carnival will go on until February 12th. That was Yannick Nézet-Séguin conducting Les Berceaux from his most recent album, Voice of Nature, The Anthropocene, which he recorded with singer Renee Fleming. Nézet-Séguin, a Montreal native, won a Grammy for Best Classical Vocal Album for his work. He also won the Grammy for Best Opera Recording for his piece called Blanchard, Fire Shut Up in My Bones. In other Grammy news, Viola Davis won the award for Best Audiobook, making her the 18th person to also receive an Oscar, a Tony, and an Emmy. Pop singer Beyoncé made history. The American artist won her 32nd Grammy, making her the winningest artist in the award show's history. Caroline Lizotte wins the Opus Award of Composer of the Year. The Quebec Council of Arts and Letters and the Quebec Music Council also agreed to give her a $10,000 prize. Lizotte was given the award for a contribution to the development of the harp scene in the province. She has been performing for over 30 years, including 23 with the Montreal Symphony Orchestra. She has recently begun a solo career and has played in various venues around the world.
Thanks, Olivier. That's Olivier Paimont with Arts and Entertainment. You wouldn't need to leave your living room to visit the oldest chapel in Montreal because it is now available virtually. The Notre-Dame de Bon Secours was scanned by a 3D camera, allowing visitors to reach areas that even previous visitors were unable to set foot on. Keep your eyes open when you go to the basement. You might even find some ghosts. Following the coldest weekend in almost 10 years, today we expect sunshines. The rest of the week we might see some snow with temperatures ranging from minus 8 to 2 degrees. At least we won't have to have issues starting our cars and freezing our hands. That's your news to 11:30. Thanks for listening for Connect.